Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The title for today's message is The Greatest. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, we find these words: Many things will come and go, but three things always will last: faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. What do we base our confidence in? Are they things that will last? We might base our confidence on things that we have that might be monetary in nature. A bank account, a CD, some type of retirement fund. Those around us who have said they will always be there for us. One thing that we can be certain of is that in this world, we are surrounded by death, and death comes in many forms. Loved ones may pass away. There are those who make confidences and promises and give us assurances. They will even sign contracts, giving assurance that they will comply with what they have promised, only to turn their back on us. The things of this world grow strangely dim as we look at eternity. And the sad thing is that there are so many that place so much on the things that will pass away, recognizing or failing to recognize possibly that those things cannot be depended upon. The reality is that those who have the most seem to have the greatest lack of confidence. They possess the things of this world, but they come to the point where they realize the things of this world fail to satisfy. When they turn out the lights at night, they toss and turn because they realize they do not have that assurance. They do not have that confidence. Oh, to have the assurance that we have the greatest promise that could ever be given, the promise of eternal life. Every person that has ever come into this world either has died or will die or will be raptured. Jesus came to give us life. If we do not receive the life that he offers, the only thing that we have to look forward to is eternal death and separation from God. He has loved us so much that he came into the world, the greatest of all that we can ever imagine, loved us so much that he died for us. Will we receive that precious gift that he gave, that gift of eternal life? It's not how much we own. It's not how smart we are. It's not even how faithful we may be. It's the simple confidence, Lord, I believe. Help me in areas where I cannot believe. And he has promised that he will always be there for us. Now abide faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love, and it's God's love for us. And we need to reflect that love back to him. Heavenly Father, as we come into the awareness of how great you are and how great your love is for us, I pray that we might love you in return, that our hearts might be broken as we realize how many times we have rejected your claims, have turned our back on you. have been unfaithful to you when you have been so faithful to us. Forgive us, Lord. Draw us closer to you than we've ever been before. Might we experience that oneness with you that will last for all eternity. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.